This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Eyes today on the southern state of Georgia. As Sagar Magani explains, the stakes in not one, but two races in the U.S. Senate.
In both races would give Democrats control of the White House and both chambers of Congress.
We'll be able to make the progress we need to make on jobs, on health care, on justice.
Which is what worries President Trump.
Nothing and no one will be able to stop them.
Calling these two seats the last line of defense. But a narrow majority would not guarantee Biden all he wants, since Senate rules require 60 votes to move most major legislation. And if the GOP keeps Senate control, Biden would have little shot at quick up or down votes, while also facing a rougher path toward confirming cabinet secretaries and judges. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump is just plain wrong about election irregularities in Georgia. The state's top elections official, Republican Brad Raffensperger, said Monday after he rebuffed President Trump's plea over the weekend to find enough ballots to upend his pivotal 11,000-vote loss in the state to President-elect Joe Biden. Later Monday, one of the Secretary of State's assistants, another Republican, Gabriel Sterling, displayed his own frustration with the president's false claims.
It's absolutely important. And the reason I'm having to stand here today is because there are people in positions of authority and respect who have said their votes didn't count, and it's not true. And I'm going to do it again, and I'm going to go through all this anti-disinformation Monday. It's whack-a-mole again. It is Groundhog Day again. I'm going to get to talk about things that I've talked about repeatedly for 2 months. But I'm going to do it again one last time, I'm hoping.
Donald Trump is the first outgoing president who lost an election to try to hang on to his office by rejecting the will of the voters and casting aside results of the Electoral College. This is VOA News. Iran launched exercises featuring a wide array of domestically produced drones on Tuesday that, according to Iranian media, reported days after the anniversary of the U.S. killing of a top Iranian general by a drone strike in Iraq. Iran's armed forces are to test combat drones used as bomber interceptors and in reconnaissance missions in the two-day exercises in central Sanman province, according to the Fars news agency. The exercises coincide with increased tensions between Iran and the United States 2 days after the first anniversary of the killing of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani in a U.S. drone strike at Baghdad airport and 2 weeks before President-elect Joe Biden takes office. Now, Joe Biden aims to revive the nuclear agreement, though diplomacy is expected to be tricky, made nonetheless trickier as the U.S. Department of the Treasury has announced today that the U.S. has sanctioned entities and individuals associated with Iran's steel industry, the latest move in a U.S. pressure campaign against Tehran in the waning days of Donald Trump's presidency. The U.S. Treasury Department said in a statement that it blacklisted more than a dozen entities and one person. England is facing a lockdown that will last at least 6 weeks. In an interview, Cabinet Minister Michael Gove says it is crucial that citizens observe the new lockdown rules and in so doing help suppress the current spike in COVID-19 infections.
Upper part to play in trying to reduce the spread of the virus by staying at home wherever possible, by making sure that we observe all the rules, and we hope that the accelerating pace of vaccination will provide us with an opportunity to lift these measures in due course.
Meanwhile, as millions of people await their turn to get a COVID-19 vaccine that could be months away, scammers online, in emails, and on messaging apps are luring victims with claims they can deliver shots within days for as little as $150. COVID-19 vaccine scams are on the rise, according to European and U.S. government officials, who are warning the public of fraudsters out for money and personal data. The U.S. FBI and Interpol, among others, have warned of emerging pandemic-related fraud schemes, saying false cures and vaccines advertised on fake websites could pose cyber threats and a significant risk to people's health or even lives. And police in Washington, D.C. on Monday arrested the leader of the Proud Boys, who's accused of burning a Black Lives Matter banner that was torn down from a historic black church in downtown Washington last month. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.